joining us, one of our favorite contributors. He's on the show quite often. He covers a number of topics with us, and that's Brad Peterson. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Terry.
I want to cover some ground with you today. Let's start out ice fishing. We've had on and off again weather, especially on the Front Range, even the mountains. Some of the lakes were late. They got slushy, but things are settling in a little bit, especially in the mountains. But even on the Front Range, I did a little driving around, and there are some opportunities. What are you seeing out there overall ice fishing?
Yeah, Terry, I'm actually out at St. Bruno right now, and there is definitely, seems like the ice has really settled in. It's about that 4 or 5 inch range, but it's holding steady. It's not getting too weak. And, you know, everywhere from Longmont up to, you know, kind of that Douglas Lake just north of Fort Collins area, then all the way out to Jackson, that seems to be about the ice amount. Jackson may have just a little bit more. And, the anglers that have been, you know, held back a little bit because of the late start we had for ice fishing season sure are out in force right now.
I'll bet there's a pent-up demand. And I just want to caution everybody that, you know, we say over and over, there's no such thing as safe ice. But ice fishing can be extremely safe if you just use common sense, check the ice, understand the conditions. And there's going to be a pent-up demand, so try not to go charging out. Make sure you're being cautious, checking the ice, and having the proper safety equipment with you at all times. You mentioned Jackson Lake. Now, that's a lake I've never ice fished. What's it like there? It's kind of a shallow bowl. Is it difficult to locate fish? And what are the expectations when you go to a lake like Jackson?
You know, Jackson's a little bit different. You know, it does get a few trout in there, but that's not the real target when people head out there ice fishing. The main target is either the crappies or the wipers. You know, it's one of the lakes that you can get on a pretty good wiper bite through the ice. And as far as really knowing where to fish, there's a couple spots that most anglers fish, either straight out from the boat ramp. You kind of drive out on a point. And if you were to keep going out there, there's a deeper hole that's in about 14 feet of water as the lake fills up. And where it is right now, I'd say you're probably close to that 14-foot depth. That holds some fish. And the main area that people fish is along the dam from the outlet structure towards the inlet area. Be careful just in that inlet area. If they choose to turn the water on pretty strong, that current can weaken the ice up there. But those are the two main areas that those fish seem to set up. The crappies more by the outlet structure, and the wipers are kind of mixed in or around that. So it's fun fishing, but if you're looking for really fast action, and you're more familiar with going up to the mountains, but you don't want to travel as far, I'd stay closer to the Front Range, you know, whether it's the St. Vrain Ponds, Lawn Hagler, Boyd, Douglas, that all have been stocked with trout, and you're going to have that good action going on right now. And I will tell you something else I'm seeing out here at St. Vrain that is great to see, is I bet you at least every other group out here has some kids out here with them, and they're just having a ball catching these stocker trout.
Well, you know, and that's a great point. A lot of these, as long as you know it's safe and you take the right precautions, St. Vrain gets heavily stocked going into the fall. And that's both for ice fishing and so that you get a good spring bite for those trout. And getting those kids out there, and if you can do minimal equipment, doesn't take a lot of skill. Sometimes you have to have a little patience because they cruise around, but typically you will get action. And boy, that is so much fun and those little trout will give them a tug on an ice rod.
Oh, they absolutely will. And these are stocker trout. So I know you're talking to Dan up there at Granby earlier, you know, and he's talking 2-3 inch tubes and bigger ones for a lake trout. These are stockers, so downsize a little bit. You know, maybe go with an inch or an inch and a half tube if you're going to fish that, or just a little small 1/16th, 1/32nd, even down to 1/64th ounce, you know, tungsten jig with either a small half inch or so you know, piece of plastic. There's a lot of good ones out there, or a spike or a wax worm. It's going to get you a lot more bites. And when you've got kids out there, that's the thing to keep them interested. Get the action, the bites, the fighting of the fish, and you're going to get them hooked.
Oh, it's so much fun. And occasionally you will get some panfish out there too.
Yeah, you can. There's the, I have blue heron and bald eagle were two of the last to freeze. Blue heron still has an open area that the birds are keeping. And those are the two kind of primary better panfish spots. Bald eagle is an artificial lures only, and they don't even want scented plastics in there. So just be aware of that. But you can get on some pretty good bluegill and crappie bites on these ponds. And they're even at times on the low light period is a good catfish bite. And I know a lot of people don't target catfish in the evening or through the ice, but it can be a lot of fun. And you know, Glendo has it in a few of the other ponds, but St. Vrain has it too.
Some of my biggest catfish in Colorado and Wyoming have come through the ice. It's amazing that, yeah, they are active and they will bite. You know, I want to move on to some other things, but one other place, I don't know if you, I forgot to check this week. You know, the City Park in Fort Collins offers some ice fishing opportunities.
You need to check on that because there was some rulemaking changes last year that I'm not sure they're still allowing ice fishing at the park anymore.
Okay, we'll check on that. We don't want to put any false information out there. But anyway, there's, you said, I drove around and saw kind of what you said, Lawn Hagler, Bodecker, and I didn't get the Douglas this time, but I checked it a while ago, and the anglers are heading out there, and I saw them catching stalker trout on Douglas. Boyd had a number of anglers. They're starting to spread out on the lake. Have you heard much about Boyd?
Yeah, you know, Boyd, it got stocked about the normal time, but because the ice came on so late, it seems like the trout have spread out more. You know, normally that Marina Cove is just loaded with those stalkers. And so it seems like they've spread out a little bit more. So don't be afraid to kind of look around a bit outside the Marina Cove, maybe up by the jet ski beach, kind of up north, down south near the Heinrichsee Inlet. You know, there's some trout down there and some perch being caught. And, you know, there are a few spots that with the people that spend some time looking are getting into some bluegills. I would still be cautious around the marina docks. Early in the year, there were a couple people that went through. They didn't go all the way through, but they busted through and were able to get themselves out. And any time you have anything sticking out of the ice, that's going to warm up quicker and melt that ice around it, especially with these bright, sunny, you know, 40-degree days we've been having. So you need to be extremely cautious around anything like that, whether it's a dock, a boat ramp, you know, dock that's there, or any of the buoys that are out. Just be extra cautious anytime you're around any of those areas.
All right, let's switch gears while we still have some time. Waterfall, we've got, a couple weeks left, or a week and a half? 2 weeks left.
You got till the end of the month for ducks, so about 10 days or so.
But goose goes on a little bit past that, and then we have the conservation season. First of all, what are you seeing out there?
You know, I was out in the duck blind yesterday, and it was at no point in time would I say it was fast action, but all day long, every 20 to 30 minutes, there was another group of ducks working, and the craziest thing was probably the best flight we saw was between 2 and 3 in the afternoon. So this time of year, with these cooler mornings, it's one of those days when you go out duck hunting. In the early season, some people will go out and plan to just be out there for 2 hours. And I really think if you plan to do that this time of the year, you're missing out on the opportunity. You need to plan to spend at least half a day, if not the whole day, to capitalize on the best flight. Our numbers still aren't, you know, as good as we've seen in the past, but there are enough ducks out here to get your a good number of opportunities. But the geese numbers, like they were talking about down at John Martin, up north here, the canada goose numbers are really good. We're getting our bigger birds in, and if you head out east towards Pruitt and Jumbo and the Brush power plant, there's a lot of snow still in that area that never even went further south. So you have a good mix of Canada's and snows up that way. And it's going to be a good opportunity for people to get out and get on some birds for the last part of the season here.
And then, of course, the conservation season kicks in. I know most guides like yourself don't do much guiding during the snow goose or conservation season because it's timing of those flights can be difficult. But, boy, if you get into for a new hunter, if you get into a flock of those snow geese, especially after, if you go out after the end of the month when the other seasons are closed, there aren't many hunters out, it can be a phenomenal opportunity, Brad.
It definitely can be. And, you know, typically it takes, if you're going to try and decoy hunt them, it takes more decoys. These birds are in big flocks. But there are some various places that allow pass shooting opportunities. But snow goose decoys can be pretty cheap. You can get away with just getting the rags out there. And, you know, get four or five buddies together and, you know, we'll buy 100 rags apiece. And all of a sudden you've got a pretty big spread coming together real fast. And one other thing that happens with that kind of conservation season is it seems like you get a lot more, the landowners are more receptive to letting you go out and set up for a snow goose hunt. Because a lot of times the guys who lease the fields, or, you know, all their friends that want to hunt, just want to hunt the Canadian geese. So once this conservation season comes around, you do have a better chance at knocking on doors and getting permission to get into fields. And, you know, there are people that have had really good luck just going around and finding the fields that the birds are sitting on, or the ponds, and jump shooting snow geese. I know up in the Dakotas they do phenomenal hunts up in South and in North Dakota. And the big thing is with snow geese is you kind of want to follow that snow and ice line. That they're going to be pushing right up to that edge of either where it's snow covered and they can't feed anymore, or where there's too much ice and they don't have a spot to roost. So kind of keep an eye on that. And that's going to give you a good idea when that kind of prime 2-week, 3-week window is for the majority of the birds migrating through.
Brad, we are out of time. If people want to book a trip or want more information, how do they get a hold of you?
You can reach me on Facebook at Brad Peterson Outdoors, or give me a call at 303-829-3998.
All right, my friend, we'll talk to you again very soon.